November 2nd is the day many people around Latin America celebrate the Day of the Dead, a holiday tradition that originated in Mexico. And the holiday is often linked to Halloween, but it is not about the kitschy, scary stuff. Rather, it's a time to remember friends and family who have passed away. And the Day of the Dead is really more like a party than a wake. Altars are set up in memory of the departed with photos, candies, or in the case of our friends at Alt Latino, music. Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras are here to tell us about their sonic altar, so to speak, and as always, play some music for us. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right, sonic altar. What does that even mean, Felix?
Okay, it's a collection of songs that remind us of people who passed away this year. Now, we note the famous people like the Nobel Prize winner Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who passed away in April of this year, but we also celebrate the not so famous.
Yeah, basically what we do, we ask listeners to send in people they loved and cared about who passed away this year and celebrate their lives. And Felix and I also brought some of our own picks.
That's a lovely idea. So Jasmine, you, I understand, included a dedication that is not really about a death?
Yeah, well, you know, Rachel, I was really wary of how to approach my dedication. As you and listeners might know, 43 college students have gone missing in Mexico over a month ago. And, you know, I'm hesitant to say something about Day of the Dead for them because they're disappeared and nobody knows where they are, if they're dead or alive. But there's been this really dark mood cast over the entire country because in searching for these kids, they've uncovered dozens of mass graves and dozens of bodies that don't belong to these kids. So it's definitely a time in Mexico that feels like a peak of violence and death again. And I was telling Felix, I saw this graffiti downtown in Mexico City that was so powerful. It said, "Every day is Day of the Dead in Mexico." And it made me think of this one song by Argentine musician Charly García. And the lyrics talk about just disappearing, about people not knowing if you're dead or alive, you're just no longer there. And this song is called Los Dinosaurios.
Los amigos del barrio pueden desaparecer. Los cantores de radio pueden desaparecer. Los que están en los diarios pueden desaparecer. La persona que ama.
It's beautiful. Felix, you said that you also asked listeners for their own personal dedications. What kind of stories did you hear from them?
We heard from them through social media. And like last year, people wrote in dedications for family members, the really heartfelt personal stories about people they lost. And this year was no different. We got an email from Maribel Falcon, one of our listeners, and she wrote about her great-grandparents. And she asked for a really old mariachi song called Dos Arbolitos. She wanted the version recorded by Linda Ronstadt in 1987, which happens to be recorded with a mariachi called Mariachi Camperos de Naticano. Hmm. Naticano is a gentleman who passed away last year. He was an educator and one of the foremost authorities on mariachi here in the United States.
He
passed
away.
To
remember him, too.
Exactly.
Han nacido en mi rancho dos arbolitos. Dos arbolitos que parecen gemelos.
This is the song Dos Arbolitos. It's a love song about these two trees who grew up together like twins, and it's a reflection on both Maribel's grandparents and for Naticano.
Bajo el amparo santo y la luz del cielo, nunca están separados uno del otro.
There's a sobriety to what we've been talking about, you know, remembering the people who have passed on. But
sure. This
is a holiday, right? Dia de los Muertos can also be very celebratory.
Absolutely. You know, this weekend I was invited to a party at a cemetery, which people go to the tombs of their loved ones and take beer and tequila and good food and just kind of celebrate the life that these people you cared about so much had. The next musician I brought was a legend of Latin music. His name is Gustavo Cerati. He was a rock musician. And after several years of being in a coma, he passed away this year. His band, Soda Stereo, was the first band to tour Latin America as rock artists. And they really proved that you could be a Latin rock band and be popular in Argentina, in Puerto Rico, in Cuba, in Mexico. Just groundbreaking. And he's a really good example of what we're talking about Day of the Dead. You know, he had been suffering for so long. It was almost, when he passed away, it was almost like, I just want to remember what great music and joy he brought. So I brought a song by Gustavo Cerati and his band, Soda Stereo. This was one of the last songs they played together before he embarked on a solo career, and it's called Zoom. I love this song.
Felix, we asked Jasmine earlier about her personal dedication that she made to the missing students in Mexico. Did you include any dedication that has special meaning for you in this program?
I did. I dedicated a song to Cuban-born percussionist Armando Peraza, again, another Latin music legend, but going back even further, from the earliest days of Afro-Cuban jazz in the late 40s, early 50s, up through two decades with Santana that ended in the mid-1990s. I play music part-time, and he was one of my heroes strictly because of his skill, his sound, but also just his regal bearing. The song I brought in is from 1958. This is called Estampa Cubano, and it's from the George Shearing Quintet.
Well, I love the idea of remembering those who've passed on with musical tributes. Thank you so much to you two for sharing your sonic altar with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You can hear the rest of Alt Latino's Sonic Altar at npr.org/music. BJ Lederman wrote our theme. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.